A small group of convicted criminals in Pennsylvania now has a big, potentially life-altering opportunity to consider, thanks to a new state law. Starting this week, certain nonviolent offenses can, for the first time, be sealed from the public, including potential employers. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, Act 5 could help thousands in Philadelphia and across the state. This note, WHYY is withholding the last names of the ex-offenders in this story to avoid undermining their efforts to clear their criminal pasts.
Jody still gets scared when she sees a police cruiser in the rearview mirror.
I'm panicking, but I'm trying to stay cool because I'm a Christian and I believe in Christ and I know he's going to protect me.
Jody's nerves date back to a day in 2006. It was 8 o'clock in the morning and Jody, a certified nursing assistant, was riding with her young daughter to a client's home in North Philly. She heard the police sirens around 6th and Lehigh.
They pulled me over. They told me I had a warrant out on me. I was a fugitive. I'm like, a fugitive? What are you talking about? I've never done anything. They said, well, Ms. Carter, we have to handcuff you. I said, wait a minute.
In the late 80s, Jody pleaded guilty to welfare fraud. The Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, which hands out those dollars, alleged Jody lied about her income so she could receive more public assistance than she was entitled to. She was sentenced to probation in order to pay supervision fees, which she did. But the court said Jody never paid back the money DHS said it was bilked out of, roughly $2,000. Jody paid the money after being arrested, but the charges remain on her record. For years, that wasn't a problem, but Jody is unemployed now after her company downsized in June, and her criminal past is making it hard to land a new job.
I'm 57 years old. I can't collect Social Security, you know? It's just not fair. This is just not fair.
Enter Act 5, the first change made to Pennsylvania's expungement laws in nearly a decade. Because Jody hasn't committed another crime since being sentenced and has paid all fines and costs tied to her case, she's eligible to have her criminal record sealed. She simply has to file a petition and get a judge's approval. That would be a big relief for Jody. Right now, she walks around with court documents so she can prove to cops that she's all paid up, that she's not a fugitive.
I would feel great. It would make me feel a whole lot better. And I could throw these away? You mean I can actually burn these?
It's estimated the process will take less than a year to complete. That's significant. Before Act 5, Pennsylvania was behind most states when it came to helping residents clear or seal their criminal records. Jody's only option would have been getting a pardon from the governor, which typically takes 5 years, if it happens at all. Jamie Gullen, a staff attorney with Community Legal Services, says on average, only 125 pardons are granted each year.
People have to write essays explaining what happened at the time and all of the great things they've done with their life since then, produce personal character references. If they make it to the hearing stage, they have to go all the way to Harrisburg and plead their case before the board, possibly bring supporters with them to speak on their behalf. And even after they've done all of that, there's still no guarantee that they're going to get the pardon.
Gullen estimates that up to 15,000 people in Philadelphia may be eligible for record sealing under Act 5.
The most common offenses are things like simple drug possession, DUI, prostitution, low-level retail theft, disorderly conduct.
But there are between 300,000 and 500,000 residents in Philadelphia with criminal records. Some, like Jose, come incredibly close to qualifying for Act 5. In 1996, Jose and some friends were on their way to a nightclub to celebrate Jose's birthday. They never made it. At a police checkpoint near the club, officers searched their car after smelling alcohol on the driver and found an unlicensed gun underneath the passenger seat.
They locked all of us up, so nobody wouldn't admit whose gun it was.
Jose was convicted of carrying an unlicensed firearm, a first-degree misdemeanor. Had it been a second-degree misdemeanor, he would have qualified for record sealing under Act 5. Jose says his one and only brush with the law has left a lifelong bruise that's never stopped hurting.
I have a few friends that are firefighters, and we have get-togethers, and, you know, that could have been me. You know, I could have been with them. You know, I could have been one of those. You know, it put me through a depression at one point, you know, because something that I really wanted to do, I didn't get to do.
8 months ago, Jose was hired to do maintenance work at a charter school. It was his first job in about as many months after his criminal record cost him a job at another school in New Jersey. Jose says he worries the same thing will happen to him again, every day.
I'm going to be working at a McDonald's or at a fast food restaurant where they're not worrying about that type of stuff. You know, I'm going to go from making okay money to either having to go have two jobs to make up for the one job.
It's part of why Jose is seeking a pardon. He's also got two kids now and wants to set an example.
To have them look at me and say he never gave up. You know, my dad kept going forward and you know, he did it, you know. For me to do that and have them see me do that is the ultimate goal for me.
Jamie Gullen with Community Legal Services says there's nothing in the works to make things easier for people who don't qualify for Act 5. But there are signs that make her optimistic the state could be moving that way. Lawmakers in Harrisburg are considering a measure that would automatically seal non-convictions and non-violent misdemeanors from public view as long as someone hasn't committed another crime for a set period of time. The bill, known as Clean Slate, has been introduced in both chambers. It's currently being reviewed by the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.